If you're just joining us now, Kevin Sutila now with a 2-1 count. Yeah. Bases loaded for the Hawks.
I deleted it by accident. I'm sorry.
Kevin Sutila with a big opportunity has a triple and a single tonight. Doug Harrison on the mound pitching for the Rams.
We had a lot of technical difficulties there, you know. You can't do anything about it. It's just fate. We missed a lot of interesting stuff, but you didn't miss, like, it wasn't a lot. So we just started this, that last broadcast. Apparently it didn't go through. But what you missed is the Hawks have the bases loaded with one out. 3-2 count now, I believe. Man on third is Topa. Giamartolini led off the inning. He flew out. Topa came up, got a single. Baldelli came up, got a single. Chant walked, and now we have Sutila up. 3-2, one out. And he hits it into shallow center field. And the center fielder catches it, gets it in quick. He was playing in on that one. And the Hawks cannot tag because of how shallow that was hit. Great placement by the fielders on that one as they brought the outfield and the infield in, able to make that play and keep this game alive. Just a reminder, it is bases loaded for the Hawks. Now two outs, and now Cicciarelli up in the biggest spot of his young high school career. Same for Doug Harrison here, who's the pitcher for the Rams.
And it looks like Christian Abar is going to pinch hit.
Oh.
And this gets interesting now. Coach Holloway may be throwing. Abar has the speed, great bunting ability, and John Topa on third. Two outs here. Doug Harrison at the plate will have the biggest opportunity of his life to get his team out of this inning.
He doesn't want these numbers. He shows bunt, though. I'm not surprised.
Abar with a big spot here. Fielders now in their regular positions as they will be playing back for the ground out. But if Abar can just get this into fair territory and get it down, that's going to be the game. Abar now a hard contact hitter. He gets a hold of one, he can send it the far way. Abar takes strike one on the first pitch he sees. Sal Rams looking to come up big here.
Earlier, when we were having technical difficulties getting this thing going, it's hard to work. This is a first for we don't do this often, audio casts. But we saw Rotundo in the pen, so if Abar can't come up clutch, maybe he relieves for Boulanger. Boulanger's been pitching well, so we don't know what we'll see about it with the Hawks in the eighth.
Abar fouls this one off to the left side. Right side, it'll be 1-2. But what a big spot for Doug Harrison. Had a 3-1 count and has Kevin Sutila foul one off and then gets Sutila fly out to center. And that was misplayed by all the runners because they thought that was going to get down. And 1-2 pitch to the pinch hitter, Abar, and he's going to lift this one up. Tracy and Dandino. Dandino gets under it for the third out. Spoiled opportunity, and now we're in extras.
Top of the eighth here. We're spoiled with extras. Sam Boulanger on the mound. First two pitches are balls. And here comes the third one. He fires it in. Batter shows bunt. Pulls away. Still a strike. 2-1. He's up.
Oh, that's right. What's his number?
He's a lefty.
Ryan Tracy up to bat for the Rams.
Number two.
Next pitch is in there for a ball. 3-1 now to Tracy. Boulanger's done a great job in relief so far. And this pitch is coming in, and it's ball four. Ryan Tracy takes a leadoff walk here in the top of the eighth, bringing up the right fielder, number 9, C.J. Dandino, who is the projected starter for tomorrow's game. Boulanger now from the setup. Tracy on first. Takes a look at Tracy, throws the pitch in. CJ shows bunt. It's a ball. Gian checks to first. And Tracy is safe. Got back in time.
This is an excellent game, and especially this is the first game of the series. So if this is the excitement we're going to get out of these baseball games, I can only hope for more out of Game 2 and possible Game 3. Here's the pitcher. Boulanger gets away from Martellini.
Ball trickles away there from Martellini. Might have been thrown off by how CJ was showing bunt there. But either way, it's bad for the Hawks. Ryan Tracy now in scoring position. No outs. 2-0 count. Boulanger takes a look at Tracy, throws in the pitch. In there for strike one on the outside corner. 2-1 now. Might be 1-1. A little mixed up with this. 2-1. Thank you, Cam Brennan, for that. And swinging strike there for Danino. Takes a big hack at it, but comes up empty. Now 2-2. Boulanger sets, kicks, deals, and Dandino fouls it off, stays alive there. Some action in the LaSalle bullpen. I believe it's Brody Santilli. Mm-hmm. Boulanger looking for the sign from Martellini. Steps off the rubber. Gains his composure. Looks back down at Martellini. Still deciding what pitch he's going to throw here to Dandino. Gets set. Kicks. Deals. High and inside. Ball three. Now a 3-2 count.
Now, with a man on second, if Dandino is to walk, it could work out to the Hawks' favor as a double play ball will still be intact. I would assume you're aiming for the strikeout, but there is a positive.
And this pitch is drilled by Dandino into center. Baldelli catches it, quickly gets it back into third. No advance by Tracy. And Boulanger is able to get Dandino out.
And that's smart play by Baldelli. He backed up too much and then had the head start run. And he had more momentum, which would have given him a further throw. Tyler Shemek steps up to the plate.
Great fundamentals there mentioned by Cam Brennan. Fundamentals of Dante Baldelli. Must have learned from his brother Rocco.
That's his brother.
First pitch here to Shemek. It's a ball high. 1-0 count. The pitch. Drilled deep into right. Brady Champ backing up. Gets under it. Is able to record the out. Tracy trying to advance to third. He does. No play at third. Tracy is safe on third, but the Hawks do get the second out of the inning. But Ryan Tracy is now 90 feet closer to scoring. And the shortstop, number three, Ryan Lynch, now up to bat.
90 feet away is the leading run for the Rams. But I gotta say, those two balls, despite them being very deep and one of them being able to advance the runner, some of the best outs you can get here. As that ball is in there for a ball. Apology.
First pitch in for a ball. Thank you, Stone. Boulanger setting up to make the second pitch of this at-bat. Fires it in. And it's a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. As Stone was hinting at earlier, this is a huge at-bat for both teams here in the top of the eighth. Boulanger. Ooh, ball low there. 2-1 count now. Everyone, fans, coaches, players, all, their hearts are pounding. And Sam Boulanger with a great pitch there. Evens the count at 2-2. So now we got a 2-2 count, two outs, top of the eighth, man on third, Ryan Lynch batting. Hawks Baseball, Rams Baseball, Hawks Sports Network, Zach Johnson, Stone Freeman, DT Barron, Cam Brennan, and this pitch is just outside. Ball three. Now a full count with two outs. Biggest pitch, arguably, of this season for the Hawks. Harrison experienced the biggest pitches for the LaSalle side last inning. There we go. And it's a ball high, but it gets away from Martellini. He chases it down, and he's too late. That is so unfortunate for the Hawks here. As Ryan Lynch walks, the ball is high. It gets away from Martellini, and Tracy is able to advance from third to home. How unfortunate for the Hawks and how fortunate for the Rams there, as they now have a 6-5 lead here in the eighth inning. And now, the man who did the pitching last inning, number 44, Doug Harrison, in the box. Boulanger remains on the mound. And LaSalle is amped. First pitch outside. Lynch trying to advance. And they got him. Martellini throws out his third runner of the night. And little high, Rotundo able to jump up, grab it, but play a great tag and get Lynch to end the eighth. But the Rams do strike. And it's a big strike there as they now have a 6-5 lead heading into the bottom of the eighth. They set down the Hawks here with no damage, and they take game one of this three-game series here at McCoy for the Baseball Rhode Island State Championship. And now it's the bottom of the eighth here at McCoy. Hawks-Rams. Sam Boulanger stepping into the box here in the bottom of the eighth. If they don't score, the Rams win. If they score two, the Hawks win. If they score one, we go to a ninth. The first pitch is very close to Boulanger. He backs out of the way. Ball one. 1-0 count.
Now, I don't expect Harrison actually trying to hit Boulanger, but Harrison has hit a few batters tonight, including Dante Baldelli, so he could be losing his composure here, though.
Good point, Stone. Thank you very much. Harrison ready to throw the second pitch. Boulanger shows bunt, and he throws it inside again. Boulanger dances out of the way. 2-0 count. Shows bunt again. On the third pitch, it's high. Boulanger pulls back, and it's ball three.
At this stage in the game, I wouldn't suspect Boulanger to get the green light here, but it is a 3-0 count. Look for something relatively easy to hit.
And the thing with Harrison, you said you didn't expect him to be, targeting Boulanger, but I think when a player shows bunt, if he's going to bunt, the worst pitch to bunt is a low and inside. So I think that's where Harrison was targeting it. Got a little bit away from him, and it ended up being two balls. But now we got three balls, no strikes. Boulanger shows bunt again, and Harrison leaves it right over the plate. Boulanger pulled back, and it's strike one. 3-1 count. The next pitch, he deals. It's another strike on the inside corner. 3-2 count. Now no outs. Boulanger still up. And here's Harrison again. And it's low. Ball four. The Hawks get a leadoff walk. Just what they wanted. The leadoff man on. And now the shortstop, the leadoff hitter, John Ouellette, steps up. Cam Stone, you got anything to say?
One thing I see is Doug Harrison arguing with his coach. Brendan Conley, coming on, making his varsity debut. He's got some speed.
Okay, that is. I thought it's a
25. Yep, Conley played a JV all season, gets the call up now. Probably happy to hear his JV buds won the state championship. He's on the biggest moment of his career, pinch running here. John Ouellette takes time, looks for the sign from the third base coach, and he steps back in.
And one thing I do want to point out is when we went down to broadcast the games, there was one guy on the practice field, and it was Conley. And he was working on his base running. So maybe one reason why they brought Conley up.
That must hint at that Conley is a very, very good base runner. Ouellette shows bunt, He goes through with it. It's popped up foul. Perez not able to get to it. And that's strike one. Hawks looking to play some small ball here, I assume. 0-1 count to Ouellette. Rams fans clap it up for Perez. You know, he took some foul balls earlier. He's able to get up from that one. And Doug Harrison retreats to the mound. Ouellette looks for his sign.
John, you got this, baby.
Steps back into the batter's box. Third baseman, very, very, very close.
Come on, John.
They check on Conley. He's back with ease. 0-1 count. Shows bunt again. Goes through with it. Pops it straight up to Harrison. And they double him up at first. Ouellette pops up the bunt. Conley was running because he thought it was going to be on the ground. It wasn't. Harrison's able to catch the popped up bunt, throw it over to first, and finish the double play. Now Ryan Rotundo, the senior second baseman, steps in. And he's the Hawks are down to their last out here. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth.
He jumped off the bat. That's the argument that the first base coach is making. He popped up to catch the ball.
Well, argument being made by the first base coach here, saying that the first baseman popped up off the bag and Conley got back while he was in the air. I don't know if the ump will change his call. We'll have to wait to see. He's going to confer with his home plate ump and the third base ump and see if they change the call.
I can see the argument here, but that first base umpire had the best view of it, so I cannot see this home plate umpire or the other umpire appealing. That said, he's out.
After the appeal by the first base coach, the umps get together and decide and confirm that Conley was out. And as I said earlier, Ryan Rotundo stepping into the box. Harrison looking to end the game here. First pitch in there for the strike on the high and away corner. Harrison deals the pitch. This one's outside. Ball one. 1-1. And just to remind you, there's two outs now. 6-5. Rams lead. Bottom of the eighth. The third pitch of the at-bat is in there for the second strike. Now a 1-2 count to Rotundo. They're down to the last strike of the game. Rams fans get on their feet. And here Harrison deals the pitch. Rotundo slaps it into the outfield. He gets a single. Clutch hitting by Rotundo there. Able to get on first base and get some momentum back to the Hawks. Martellini, the number three hitter, now steps up to the plate with Rotundo on first. And life for the Hawks here in the bottom of the eighth.
Martellini's taken the ball out of the park 6 times this year. This at-bat could be no different.
Who knows? That would be huge, Cam, if he took 1 yard.
I wouldn't say a home run, because that's very hard, especially with the pressure on Martellini. But the thing I am thinking is, with Rotundo having speed, as long as Martellini can get a big hit here, whether it be down one of the lines, find a gap, and have the ball roll to the wall, Rotundo is going to score.
Well, we saw earlier, Rotundo was on first, and Martellini hit one to the wall, and the coach held up Rotundo. It didn't end up to hurt him, because Topa brought him right in on a sack fly, but he's going to have to hit it a little soft to the wall. Let it roll for a bit for Rotundo to score all the way from first. But we don't know. It's going to be a crazy finish, and we'll be here for the ride. The meeting now over for the Rams. And we get back to baseball as Martellini walks to the box. Harrison gains his composure.
looks at Perez for the pitch, shakes him off. Chet looks at Rotondo, picks his pitch, deals, and it's way outside. They might be a little scared of Martellini here, but it's now a 1-0 count with two outs. Rotondo on first, bottom of the eighth, McCoy Stadium, state championship, 6-5 Rams. And Martellini belts one to center. It's falling fast. And again, and the center fielder can't come up with it. Rotondo only able to get to third on that. And now it's second and third Hawks. As Martellini hits one into center, it bounces off the center fielder's glove. And now it's second and third for the Hawks. For the third baseman, Junior John Topa. There's nothing bigger than this and nothing better than this right now. Huge spot for Topa. Great piece by Martellini. Disappointing play for the center fielder, you could say. Rotondo not able to score. So it's still 6-5, second and third, two outs. Number eight, John Topa up to bat.
Game-winning run on second. If he gets one into the outfield, Martellini's got the speed to get around.
And here we go. Everyone's on their feet. I'm nervous. The players are nervous. Stone's nervous. Cam's nervous. Mr. Feeney is nervous. Everyone in the building is nervous. And the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 count. Two outs. Here's the second pitch. And Topa fights it off. But now he's in an 0-2 hole to Doug Harrison, the senior pitcher. And man, I'm getting the goosebumps. This is big. This is great. This is what baseball is all about. All the pressure's on Topa and Harrison here. And the pitch outside for ball one. Now 1-2. Two outs. Still nervous, just to let you know. Harrison deals the pitch. Topa stays alive and fights it off foul down the right field line. 1-2 count here, Stone.
Great at bat here for John Topa. If he's going to get you out, you make him earn it. Keep it up out there. Winning run on second. Unbelievable.
The pitch. Outside. 2-2 count. Two outs. Men on second and third. It's still 6-5 Rams here in the bottom of the eighth. Biggest at bat of the season for both teams. Harrison deals. And Topa's able to hit it into left field. Martellini is grounded. It is dropped by the left fielder, Omari Henderson. And now Topa is able to pick up a two-run single. And the Hawks walk off in fashion as they win 7-6. Great two-out hitting by the two, three, and four hitters for the Hawks. It's crazy in Hawk country. It's sad in Ram Nation. We are going crazy up here in the booth. That was absolutely amazing. Great piece of hitting by John Topa. Cam is anxious to get the mic. Here he is.
And guess who was the player that bobbled the ball? The former Hawk, Armani Henderson.
He was not able to get the throw into home to try to stop Martellini from scoring. Martellini scores easily, and the Hawks win 7-6. He can't make this stuff up. That was absolutely unbelievable. After a crazy double play, Rotondo is able to battle. Two-out single. Martellini battles. Two-out double. Then Topa, huge presser. I was even nervous. And he was able to come up clutch with a great lining single into left. Craziness. DT Barron's favorite player comes up clutch. What are you going to say, DT?
That's a pretty exciting moment. I got that on Instagram, so go check it out as many times
as you want. We got it on Instagram, and now here's Stone Freeman. I know he's anxious to talk.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll never experience ever again, no matter where my life takes me in my broadcasting career, what I experienced there. That is tremendous. The Hawks doing exactly what the great Jim Valvano used to say to his NC State basketball team. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. That was a bad play. I got to say, bad bunt from Ouellette. But these kids never gave up, and congratulations.
Great two-out play there. Disappointing for the Rams. They're going to have to come back tomorrow.
They're probably pissed over there, but the Hawks are excited and they're anxious for tomorrow's game and hopefully take home a state championship. But again, great two-out hitting by Rotondo, Martellini, and of course John Topa with the game-winning single. I bet he could have got to second on the throw or the bobble, whatever. It was a single. Henderson couldn't make the throw home. I'm just recapping, keep repeating myself, because I don't know what else to say. I'm stunned. I can't believe they just pulled that off. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life, and I am very happy that I was able to call that with some of my great friends, Stone Freeman and Cam Brennan, and we have it on Instagram. Thank you, Dylan Barron. This is absolutely unbelievable. I can't believe that just happened. Oh my goodness. I'm out of breath. But, like I said, we'll be back tomorrow for game two. The Hawks look to close it out and take home the state championship. The Rams look to avenge their crushing defeat. Bishop Hendricken came back on the Hawks twice in this game. The Rams were up 5-2 earlier, and the Hawks put up three runs and tie it up 5-5. And then the Rams score in the eighth. And what do the Hawks do? They score twice in the eighth and win the game. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. CJ Danino versus Anthony Caffone. Elimination game for LaSalle. You got anything to say, Stone?
I'm ready for tomorrow.
And now here's the man himself, Mr. Feeney.
Incredible ball game. The Hawks showed some perseverance there. Okay, every time they were down and out, they found a way to come back. And I'll tell you, I'm not gonna. You know, elaborate on specific names that I've shared several times with members of the network, but some of the players that I told that would perform in certain ways under the bright lights did just that. So, final score 7-6 Hawks, game one winners. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Make sure you follow along. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God bless.